Oh, with Tyson Fury this week, he's fucking really annoyed me.
You are now live on Skating on Thick Ice.
Recap is definitely in order, I think.
A recap?
As established, is longer than a month, so how's everybody been getting on, like?
Well, like, in true Skating on Thick Ice fashion, let's start off on the wrong foot. For me, since the last podcast, I've done very little. I've probably had the most unmotivated New Year ever. Well, I've eaten the most stuff and avoided exercise almost as much as possible. But I have had some good news. Chloe's got in nursing, my oldest daughter, so happy days.
Well done.
Yeah, thanks, Chloe.
Well done, Chloe.
Yep.
Right, I'll follow that with, I have to say that you probably haven't had the worst start to the new year for competition. I'd be very much the same. Certainly not as good as I was over Christmas. The only exercising or training I've really been doing is what we've done together. I have been done jiu-jitsu a couple of times. Me and King have met up and had a roll.
He broke his toe.
Who's that?
Broke his toenail.
Gecko Charles. Gecko Charles, you mean?
Yeah, Gecko
Charles. I fucking smashed your toenail, boy.
He drew blood, like.
First blood.
It was quite the sight.
Ironically, that remember that statement, boy? When you listen to this part.
What statement?
First blood.
Yeah, it did go to Kingy, like.
Yeah.
Oh, I said it again.
That's all right. You can use my made-up name all the time.
You're right. You do go under many aliases. Like, yeah.
Ben.
So that's me, like.
That nail incident, though, was... Ripping your nail off to get out of that submission was fucking hardcore, though. Fair play to you. You knew it was coming on. There was only one thing to get out of it. Rip the toenail off.
That's worse than the raping of Nam King. Part of my own body. So, Gecko Charles, how was your New Year?
Good Christmas, good New Year on the eating front and the doing nothing front. On the exercise front, it was really bad because I did literally nothing. And getting back to jiu-jitsu was even a chore because I just kept mentally thinking, fuck it, I'm going to go miss this one now. I'll just go back the next one. And then, and work. I was still off work. I was fucking pushing it to the limit, staying off work. And then when the kids went back to school then, my missus said, it's time for you to get back to the real world. So I had to.
Okay. Awesome. As an aside, probably the biggest turnaround in motivation since last time has been Daniel David Walsh, which is definitely not his name.
Yeah.
What's changed for you?
Kudos to Walsh.
Absolutely.
Well, I just discovered Goggins, mate. So I fucking listened to that man for that one, and I thought, right, get after it, and I've been getting after it ever since. Right?
I like it.
You found it at the right time as well, didn't you? I think for us, we all found it like was it just before Christmas? It must have been.
Yeah.
So you dodged that bullet nicely, Walsh. You started off in the new year, found Goggins, didn't have Christmas to contend with, and well done. Yeah. Like, you have been getting after it.
I know. I'm doing well. So I went for my first run the other day, and I done. Well, I looked on my app earlier, and I done 3.6 miles on my first run with little sprints on top. That's, so
that makes sense. And a push-up session, wasn't it?
Yeah, push-up
fucking
session.
Fucking good effort.
Sit-ups.
Yeah, that is a very good effort.
You have also done Penavan, am I correct with that, Walsh? You have done that this year?
We've all done it.
Yeah, I mean, aside from that. Like,
didn't you go up again, Walsh?
Yeah, I've been up twice since, but and I've done it on my own. Like, that... What a mental challenge that is. Knowing you're on your own, you've got nobody to push you. And you, like, the governor keeps coming to your head telling you, fuck it, turn around and go back. Like, get that burger van.
It's only because I pushed you up last time.
Yeah, dude. Like, you're too busy.
Fucking the smell of the stew pushed us up, boy.
Fair play. So, if anybody wants to know what that is. It is because I ate a McDonald's before going hiking.
Demanded a McDonald's before going hiking.
Ignored all the advice we were giving him.
Yeah.
Yeah, anyway, skip it.
Anyway, jump on, move on.
We'll have to move on because this is in my head and I think it's an important factor. I think some people find God but Walshy's found Gog.
Yeah, I found the Gog.
So, are you having a personal relationship with Goggins?
I have, I am going to tweet him, invite him to my house. I'm going to
invite him to your house, by.
Set him a challenge, run to your house.
But only if he runs, oh, damn it. Beat me to with a punchline,
Too slow, boy.
I am too slow. So just for anybody who might be listening, tell everybody what my book is.
Well, it's just one badass motherfucker.
Do you know the name of it yourself?
Oh, can't hurt me.
Yeah.
But it's about the baddest motherfucker on this earth. Which is much more inspirational than any Jocko Willink book.
I was hoping you wouldn't.
I gotta go.
Oh, as an aside, I feel a little bit upset about that, especially because Jocko gave you a shout out on Twitter.
Yeah,
he did give me a shout out on Twitter.
And in Jocko's book, he fucking gets everything in his book, not like writing a book and leaving bits out.
Tell us why you feel aggrieved with our Gecko, Charles.
Because no one writes a book and fucking leaves more out of the book than they do in the fucking, and then put more in the fucking audio book. How fucking dull.
You are right, I'd have to agree with him there, because he does drop some knowledge in the audiobook that's definitely not included in the paper.
Yeah. He obviously fucking, his writing isn't fucking hardcore, is it?
Oh, coincidentally, the bits he leaves out are the bits that make you get after it.
Yeah, definitely.
I do agree, if you're going to write a book, don't leave shit out.
Yeah, it's not always good to leave shit out of a book that you need to write.
Quote of the week. If you're writing a book, put shit in.
Don't leave shit out.
I reckon somebody should contact him and tell him.
Yeah. I think that's a good idea.
Maybe he'll come to your house and read that book, that audio book to you. And add in the bits.
Tuck me in.
While you're furiously masturbating.
While I'm reading fucking Extreme Ownership next to him.
Louder than he can.
Yeah.
Yeah. And for
tell
longer.
Him to take ownership of his fucking stupid fucking era.
Okay. Good. So, just trying to keep things on track, because we don't really need to get into the Jocko and Goggins debate, or do we?
No is debate.
That, is that what this is?
Right. There's no debate to be had, correct?
No. So we've
questionable.
Apart from Boshi, we've all kind of started on the wrong foot. But how's it been going since then? Because we are a couple of weeks into January.
Who's starting? Go on, Walsh, you for the best start. Lead from the front.
Yes, what do you mean? Like, how's it been going?
Yeah.
It's been going good. Like, I've just been getting after it.
So what have you done this last weekend? Tell your friend.
This last week, I've started my press-up challenge. I've been up Penavan this week. I've been for a run. I've just been making a start. So just been trying to adopt that mentality of, fuck it, you can't hurt me. Trying to take everyone's soul in work.
Oh, I love her. I love her.
I know, I love it.
Take that woman's soul. Who left you in the lurch New Year's Eve.
Yeah, exactly.
Take a fucking job, that's what they wanted.
Yeah.
Take a job.
Yeah. So it's mostly about the mentality for me this new year so far. Like, just want to change my thinking. I'm such a negative thinker.
Yeah.
It's about thinking, like, come on, let's just take on the world. I love it.
Yeah.
And,
sorry, carry on.
No. Like, even when I went for a run the other day, I was getting tired, and then Rocky Four, Hearts on Fire, come on my playlist, and I was like shouting in the street. I was no pain. Like, I do think I've lost the plot a bit, but it's humor again. And when I was walking up Penavan, my mentality was I was screaming "Fuck you, Governor!" on the way up Penavan. I've been listening to I've been listening to Ant Middleton's book, and he reckons when you're feeling that pain, the only way you can overcome that pain is to get fucking aggressive back with it. He said pain is the most aggressive feeling, and the only way you can beat it is by getting aggressive back.
That's deep.
That's me, my new
Fucking good. Good thinking.
When you first said that, Walsh, you said that was an unlimited book. For the second, I thought you were on about fucking...
But I can't, we can't really hear you, Ben, but I can't.
Yeah, I can hear you.
Ben.
Yeah, I can hear you, Ben. Carry on.
Is that better? Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, when you said it, first of all, I thought Ant Middleton was the ant from Ant and Dec. Like, and powerful words and knowledge has come to him since his tramadol addiction.
He was getting after the fucking booze and tramadol, wasn't he?
Yeah.
He's had a profound, you know, epiphany. Like.
Yeah.
But, no, that Ant Middleton, I've been watching a lot of him on YouTube, like, and he is also an intense motherfucker. As all military personnel seem to be, like.
Yeah.
Okay, awesome. So, Slim, what have you been up to?
Started back in jiu-jitsu. Got back on with my diet. Done an open mat session, which was really interesting, even though I got absolutely fucking smoked. But, what else is there? Been stepping up my walks, just normal walks, long distances, because I got a Fitbit. So, competing with a few people in work on the steppage.
I like that.
And I am hoping to get back swinging the kettlebells, but that's a bit of a mental challenge at the moment. It's just getting it started is fucking.
Is he governor?
Yeah, the governor's telling me don't lift them.
Fuck the governor.
I know, I'm going to have to fucking smash him with a kettlebell.
You have got. I think the Goggin stuff is really good for that because, you know, it's answering those questions before they come up.
Yeah. Yeah,
he's like saying to himself, "Well, no, I'm doing it for this reason." And so
yeah, I got back listening to the podcasts, which is that dropped weirdly as my health regime type of thing dropped off. So did the podcasts. So, but I picked them back up now. Fucking Jocko talking in my ear.
What do you think of the other way around?
And this podcast.
Yeah, and this podcast.
So that is scientific proof that this podcast will make you fitter.
Yeah. I don't know how much percent.
We don't need percentage. 0.01. You are burning.
There's a 60% chance that it'll work every time. What film? Yeah.
You are burning calories.
Yeah, that's it.
Right now.
That's right. Yeah, so. But yeah.
That's, that's not a bad week, though. I think that's pretty good.
No, it's quite good. For me, anyway.
Yeah, it's a good week.
Ben?
It is. Going in the right direction, much better than previous weeks. I've been to jiu-jitsu once this week, the actual class. Also had a role with the owner of my gym close by, which was humbling to say the least, like, considering he's 50 years old. Wrapped me up like a pretzel. Diet and that has just been better than it has been. So tomorrow I'll be looking for some miles now that I've got my new knee support.
Ben, just quickly, your audio is bad on mine, and I'm worried that it's not going to pick it up bloody good. Right?
He's got Britain Got Talent blasting in the background.
I know we have. Who's got Britain's Got Talent on?
Not me.
You know it's not the morning because Gecko Charles would have Jeremy Kyle on.
Oh, it could be on any time of the day. I record every fucking one of them.
Correct. So, yeah, that's good. So, as far as me this week, karate on Monday. I am now an orange belt. I forgot to mention that bit. So, that was a kind of a.
Congratulations. Point.
Congrats.
I know. So, Ben is no longer a higher belt grading than me, which was important to me. So, another thing ticked off my goals list.
You got to catch me next.
I know. Well, I'm coming after you, boy. Don't panic. So, another 2 years in karate, anyway. Another probably 15 years in jiu-jitsu, the way I'm going. But, also went to the open mat with Gecko Charles on Tuesday. It was an experience to roll, like, somebody new every 3 minutes for an hour. I felt like spewing.
Vomit-inducing.
Yeah, it was humbling, and it was extremely educational and beneficial at the same time, which is a real weird combination, like.
Yeah.
So that's pretty good. But, that's kind of me, really.
That's good. That open mat thing sounds good, mate.
Still off the fags, isn't it?
Yeah, 100%. No one puff.
Good boy.
I don't even know how long it's been now. I don't care. That's the thing. So what I have really been struggling, though, I noticed a couple of you said about diet, is my diet. I'm all over the shop. Like, I don't know whether to go try and do keto or to do, you know, just eat healthy or up the protein to build muscle. I genuinely have no clue.
I don't think I think you have to be quite disciplined for keto.
Yeah. Like, it's not the discipline. It's like I feel like I'm withdrawing from crack coming off sugar.
There is a
physical addictive quality. I can't hear you, Ben.
There are physical addictive qualities to it, like.
Oh, 100%. Yeah, there must be, because the headaches I have are scary, like.
Yeah, but that's only for the first 3 days, isn't it?
First 3 weeks.
Oh, we're still going, yeah. We're keto, we come off carbs, don't we?
Yeah, so it's high fats, isn't it?
Yeah. I think it's trying to adjust your body to use fats as the fuel rather than carbohydrates. But that shit can take months, like.
Yeah, but that's the governor talking.
Diet. You are?
That's the governor talking.
Well, no, do it if you want to do it, innit?
What's he done in 20 minutes?
Is the most important thing. Whatever helps you stick to it, you know, the longest.
Yeah, I don't know if we said on the last podcast, but that is dead right. With consistency, anything works, like.
Yeah, personally, I find like my diet can be so bad when I'm not on it that even getting it to a normal type of healthy eating regime is a good accomplishment. But to get it past that, to even go further than like no carbs or keto, that's just one step too far for me.
Well, change of language around another, I think. It's like it's been difficult in the past. Rather than say it's one step too far, because that means you'll never do it.
Yeah, it feels like that, though.
Do you want to know how bad mine was? I was really good all week.
No, I don't.
Oh, fair enough. I was really good this week. Yesterday, I had a McDonald's.
Yeah.
I had the Buffalo Wrap, which is Otta's Funk Soul Brother. So I had the meal with chips and like a Coke Zero. Like, that was the healthy bit. The Zero.
Calories gone.
Yeah, I know. But then the next bit I had was, within like hour and a half, I had a kebab, a doner kebab.
Nice.
And then I had a Domino's pizza. So I had all three of those.
That's fucking terrible. That's real bad.
No.
Not gonna lie, I was encouraging you for the fucking first part.
I know.
Too much for me.
That's not normal, like, but I don't know. I don't know what it was, but that was in a 3 hour period.
Do you know what? That's not only fucking really bad for you, that's a lot of money, boy.
I know. But
fucking hell.
Trying to make me more depressed. Cheers, boys.
No, good on him.
Not only am I fucking calorific. I know. Anyway, that's I've never done that before, but what I was amazed that I could eat it. I don't know if that's an achievement.
Look
on
the positive side. That's quite an accomplishment to put away that amount of food.
I know. And I'm
considering we spewed up at McDonald's, like eating all that and keeping it down. It's looking good.
Just so people are clear, that was a dodgy hash brown. That
lies.
The extra that insisted on having.
So. Yeah, absolutely. So,
what was happening then? What was that about, Muff? That's fucking a nuts amount of food to eat.
Yeah, I was just hungry. Like, I could never normally eat that. But it was a large Domino's pizza as well.
Oh my god.
Fucking hell.
I had meatballs on it and ham. So that was a bit crazy. But it's all good now. It's all good. But I wanted to talk to you about solution focused therapy. Has anybody ever heard of it?
No.
First of all, before we go into this, I'd done some training this week on solution focused therapy, and I found out that I had quite a negative mindset.
In what way?
Well, in every way, just a negative bias. So I was arguing with him, I wasn't very happy about it. So he'd done this story for me, and I'll do it for you now as a test, okay? So if I'm just checking, you can all hear me.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you a story, and the story will end with one word which you get to decide. So when I finish the story, you think of the first word that comes to mind and don't change it. And you've got to do this honestly, okay?
Okay.
So this guy is scared of the dark. So he decides to meet his fears and try and overcome them. So he goes caving. So in fairness to him, he gets into the cave, and after about half an hour, he loses his... whatever the word is. What was your words?
Mind.
Mind, yeah.
Torch. Ben? Ben?
Torch.
Torch. All negative things. I said light as well.
No, he's fucking happy he's lost his mind.
He's not scared of the dark.
That's a loaded story, though, boy.
No, it's not. It's not. Because a lot of people in my group on that training, I felt exactly the same thing. I kicked off afterwards, saying the same thing.
You kicked off proving you were positive.
Yeah, but do you know what some of the other people said?
What?
Fear. He lost his fear from doing it. He lost... somebody said anxiety. He lost his anxiousness or whatever. So...
Can you put he lost his good?
You can add good on the end. Yeah, I mean, yeah, but anyway, it was negative bias, but
yeah.
It's a bit nuts. But the main thing about solution focused, and I thought it was an analogy worth sharing, is that you don't have to talk about the past to influence the future. So the analogy he gave is he doesn't speak French. So if he goes back and examines why he didn't take French in school and why he didn't like the French teacher, he's not all of a sudden going to be fluent in French. Is he?
No.
What does he have to do if he wants to be able to speak French?
To move on and learn it.
Exactly. So no amount of looking in the past can change that. There's a real weird rattling.
Yeah, but you could say I am moving about in work, see. Maybe.
Yeah, shifting ass.
I know. He could look back and reflect and see why he didn't learn it. Was he not putting enough effort in?
It doesn't make him learn it. I just thought it was an interesting concept.
I think you're right in what you say. It doesn't help him learn it. But in certain instances, I think it's important to look back and see why you did the things you did in order to correct that action for the future. Like, you're right, it's not going to help him learn it. In general, I think it can be, to some degree, helpful to look back and see why you did make the decisions you did make. Like,
yeah. Well, I just thought that changed it. I thought it was quite interesting.
I agree with you, though. It's a good one.
Like, stop ruminating.
Yeah, well, he was talking about the brain then, about the limbic brain, which is like the emotional part of the brain, and how it can't see the future, whereas your more rational brain can. So I'm beginning to think the emotional brain is the governor. Like, I'm not sure.
Do you know what the emotion is? The chimp. Have you heard that analogy?
No.
The inner chimp is a book called The Chimp Paradox, and it's about caging the chimp, and your chimp is your emotion. And when you, like, say you're in an argument with someone like you the other day, saying you're all negative, that's your inner chimp, your emotion. Taking over, and like you're running on that, then, as opposed to like rationally thinking, I probably am negative because I did think of a negative word and all this business. Like,
Well, I don't, and nobody likes the idea of being negative, do they? I suppose,
no,
yeah,
no, that's right.
But he also gave me there's a scale, and he's a professor in Bristol University.
All right.
So there's a survey you can do online, and I'll send it to you after this. I'll even put it in the podcast notes, where people, you do, it's like 90 multiple choice questions, and it tells you how much your percentage of psychopath, basically.
Oh, fucking hell.
Yeah, it was really...
That sounds fun.
It's really worth doing, but psychopaths are misunderstood, I think. So there's lots of tendencies of a psychopath, which are very beneficial, like.
Like what?
Dreaming of killing people.
Yeah.
I was 83%. I had, which is, he said, it was the second highest he seen. But
I was towards killing people or fucking.
No.
In what way?
Psychopathic tendencies is measured on 9 different things.
Yeah.
Ego.
Ego Spengler.
No. More like Winston, boy.
But it's measured on 9 things, and yeah, you should do it. I don't want to tell you any more about it. I'll send you the link and you can do it. But yeah,
stop talking about the past, boy. Just tell us how to do it.
I'll send you the link. I will send you the link. Any other interesting things, or should we move on to the UFC?
I don't think there's any. Oh, fucking, I don't know. Anything? Nothing interesting has really happened, has it? That's quite positive, isn't it?
Score fucking low on this testing.
Like, this just jumping in. The other, this is really another well-organized podcast. But the other thing he said was, remember our debate on goals, whether we could have not doing something as a goal.
Yeah.
He fucking said, "No way, boy."
Who said that?
No, the professor.
Well, the professor's wrong. What if I got a fucking cocaine problem?
No, listen to this. Listen to this. I said the same thing. Like, we all think similarly, I think. So I said the same thing. He said that goals are something you have or something you get. Anything that ends with ing is a verb and is something you do. Therefore, it cannot be a goal.
What?
Say that again.
Yeah.
Anything that ends with ing.
Ing. ING on the end.
So there's lots of words with ing. Yeah.
No.
I know one.
No. So anything like not doing, it's a verb. So just fuck that a bit. Just concentrate on a bit where it's like a goal is something you have or something you get.
It depends how you word it, I guess, doesn't it? Because
no, it doesn't.
Say, well, I guess so. Because what if you say that, you know, you using the cocaine example. What if you say that you know. Your goal is to be totally clean, or I don't know how you'd word it.
So any words ending with ing is a doing word.
Well, a lot of them are
like King.
Like a lot of them are verbs.
Stephen King.
I've never heard that name before. the horror writer.
Yeah, the horror writer.
Yeah, but he's a verb. But listen to this, though. Listen to this. I said the same thing, Ben. So, but.
Fuck, I bet he loved you that day, Muff.
Oh, yeah.
I go, like, fuck with him.
He hated me. Like, he said, he put a coin in his hand. Well, let me finish this bit first, though. So he said, if you're visualizing yourself, you should be able to visualize if you set goals. If you set a goal not to do something, all you can see in the future is you standing there not doing coke. It's not a very powerful image.
But it's better than the
visualizing doing it.
Yeah, but it's not better than fucking actually having quitting coke to do something else.
Who says that? Who says so?
Me.
What if I quit coke for heroin?
Yeah, well,
then obviously, my image of me standing there doing neither is the best outcome. I had a tidiest professor up in Notts, but he's lucky I wasn't there.
Or with you.
But can't you have more than one goal as well?
Yeah, of course.
We'll have the goal of not doing coke.
Yeah.
Doing's a verb.
Yeah, that sounds like a goal.
No, you can't have that goal.
I can't. I'm not being funny.
Who the fuck is he to tell me your goal?
If you said to him, look, mate, I'm a fucking massive cokehead. I just can't stop fucking doing it. But I'm going to try and not do coke. And he'd be like, no, you can't do that. It's not a goal.
Specializes in drug use and people.
Fucking God help him, man.
Well, no. But it's not that, it's not as good, like, it's not as beneficial to say, I'm just not going to do something. Isn't that right with you all? With all of us? Like, I couldn't just quit smoking on his own.
I guess you're doing it for a reason, to some extent. Like
there's another reason. It's because you want something.
Exactly, that's what I'm trying to say. You know, like, for me, for example, when I was at my heaviest, I tried for ages to lose weight and always, like, on and off the gym. But when it came to actually doing some sort of boxing or, you know, there was a reason for me not carrying on those bad eating habits and not exercising because I
absolutely
better at something. So I guess it goes for the same with you with fags. I don't know if it was specifically because you wanted to be better.
Well, just in case anybody's listening in America, cigarettes, we mean.
Yeah, but Matt, do you know you said, like, oh, you want to quit smoking? You've quit smoking. You've quit smoking, so you've achieved a goal by not smoking.
And the word ends with ING. Like,
yeah, smoking.
Yeah. Shall I just message him and tell him to shut the fuck up?
Yeah, tell him he's full of shit.
Oh,
I'd send this podcast to him.
I spoke to Ben earlier as well. He did try and tell me that there's a maximum amount of calories you can burn, and if you go to the gym, it doesn't contribute at all to losing weight.
What?
He sounds like a fucking right professor of war, was he? Bukaki.
Well, I said to him, if somebody runs 100 miles, I was thinking of Goggins. Wash, I'm sure you'd be happy with that.
Yeah.
When Goggins ran 100 miles, he lost like quite a big percentage of his body weight, like 5 or 6%.
Yeah.
He would not have lost that sitting on the sofa.
No.
So, therefore, it must help.
It sounds like such a ridiculous thing to say, right? I don't know, you know. I'm not at all meaning to sound patronizing, but are you sure you didn't misunderstand what he said?
No, 100%.
There's a maximum limit not whether you stay on the settee or not, but like a maximum limit of what the body is capable of.
Calories in his whole nature is fucking energy spent from the body. So if you're using energy, you're burning calories.
Yeah, but what he was saying is you'll burn the same amount anyway. So where
he's fucking full of shit.
Yeah, should we just leave it at that?
Yeah, that's ridiculous, that is. I know scientists like, but... So basically, I could fucking Let's just keep in... running forever and I'm still not burning any more calories.
Well, what he was saying, the calories are used to, like, keep your immune system going and whatever. If you do a lot of exercise, the calories you're burning, keeping your immune system going, are just used on something else. Just burnt on something else. I reckon it's... Full of shit.
I think he's full of shit.
I feel like we're discussing the flat earth here.
That's right. Yeah.
So, for people who are absolutely full of shit, we should say you are now in the big green bin.
Yeah, chuck him in the big green bin.
Yeah, he's straight in the big green bin. So while we're on the big green bin, a brand new feature to the podcast, are there anything else we can chuck in the big green bin?
We do. Sorry, lads. We do.
Hello.
He's had to dip out on us for a fire alarm, which
he's caused by running
Echo
so fast.
Charles is now in the big green bin for dipping out early.
Yep. And I can't really invite him, and I don't want to end this right now. I'm happy with the new feature of the big green bin. Have you got anything else you want to chuck in it?
Tyson Fury.
What?
John Jones can follow the cunt.
No, with Tyson Fury this week, he's fucking really annoyed me.
Why?
Because
funny phone calls or not?
No, he's received an offer. He received an offer of Anthony Joshua with a 60-40 split, which he turned down, demanding a 50-50.
Rightly so. What's an idea about that?
I know.
Right. Three things. He've had three fights in 3 years, two against bums, one which he drew. Yeah. That's first.
Second, he didn't really draw that, though.
Well, on paper, he drew, so we call it a draw, right? Second, Anthony Joshua brings four belts to the table.
Meaningless.
How is it meaningless?
You got a WBA. Number one, Fury has never lost those belts that Anthony Joshua is now holding.
So Joshua is holding Fury's belts.
Joshua's holding Fury's belts. But aside from that, I know it was a draw on paper with a Wilder thing. There's no denying Fury's class, and you know it's not like. We're not talking Fury has been on the same level as a Dillian White, do we? You know, in the grand scheme of things, we just want to see the best people fight the best people, like.
Yeah, we're on to my next point, right? We'll keep this motherfucker going, right? So we said the belt. Tyson Fury just about sold out. Him and Jonty Wilder just about sold out like a 20,000 stadium, was it? When they fought in America, Anthony Joshua sells out 90,000 in Wembley.
Yeah, so do the fucking Spice Girls.
But there's a reason for that though as well. Joshua's fighting in his backyard. Fury went over to America where he's not really a big name. Wilder is not really a big name. But since our fight, everybody in America knows who Tyson Fury is.
His
stock has gone right up since our fight. He's never lost those belts to Joshua's old, and I think he's right to demand a 50-50 split. He's arguably, I would say, in Britain now, apart from the select few oddballs like you, Walshy, they are kind of shifting the tide a little bit towards Fury over AJ now.
I would agree with that.
But I do not agree with a 50-50 split. So if Tyson Fury is made mandatory now, if he's made mandatory, then he would have to accept, what is it? It's like a 30%, well, it's less than that, like a 25% split.
Yeah, but he's not mandatory.
No, it's a voluntary.
What I would also say is, you know, that is a totally separate issue, I think, to, you know, the money, the who comes in first, that's all secondary to who is the best out of the two of them. So all right. Joshua, I would want to put my fucking stamp on the things and say, look, I'm the fucking best it is.
Hello?
The split, and I will put it, we'll put it aside, you know?
Yeah, but it's one last point as well, right? So, Tyson Fury stated,
can you hear me?
Gecko
Charles is trying to get back onto the podcast. Should we add him and we'll start another? We won't, obviously, this will all save, but then we'll just...
He's trying to climb out of the big green bin.
Yeah. We'll allow him in, right? But we'll rejig.
All right.
Daniel David, welcome to Skating on Thick Ice.
Thank you very much.
You are live. Please do swear.
Please do swear. So, where is Gecko Charles?
All Ben's now,
All Ben's,
Oh, fuck this board. Oh, there's Ben. Welcome, Benjamin. You are live on Skating on Thick Ice. Please do swear.
We seem to have a lack of Gecko Charles. Where is he?
He's still in the green bin. He's clawing his way out of that motherfucker 1 inch at a time.
What was your final point on why Fury's pissed you off then, Walshy?
Right. He gave Walshy funny phone calls.
No. The reason is, after the Deontay Wilder fight, he claimed to give his £8 million purse to homeless charity.
Yeah.
So, if he was donating that money away, why the fuck does he want 50-50?
I think
it's a principle thing, like.
Yeah.
Well, but it's not, is it? Because he brings fuck all to the table. He brings fuck all to the table.
He brings a lot to the table.
The fucking lineal champ. That fucking championship was lost with Lennox Lewis.
Belts and that are all a fucking sideshow these days. Everybody knows who the top people in the game are like.
Yeah, but he's a champion.
You know better than me, Walsh. Was it Barrera give his belt away? It was a mandatory challenger and he decided, no, I'm not fighting him. I'd rather give my belt up and fight the fucking best in the world.
Oh, lots of people have done that.
Yeah. You know what I mean? That's the sort of attitude you want from somebody who really believes that they're the fucking baddest man in their division. Like, none of this, you got to accept these terms, and business has to come into it.
Yeah, but it's about legacy as well. Like, you'd want to be the unified heavyweight champion of the world, don't you? That is like the ultimate achievement in boxing.
Yeah.
The unified heavyweight. So, people say Tyson Fury didn't lose those belts. He lost those belts when he was putting that cork up his nose and those pints down his neck. Like, he fucking lost that.
Just so we clear, though, that's not a goal.
It's not a goal,
you're right, he did lose that himself, but he didn't lose it to somebody who was a better boxer than him, who could beat him in a boxing match.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I think that's what the belts are, isn't it?
He lost it to Tony Montana.
Yeah. The best boxer. And I'm not saying that Anthony Joshua would beat Tyson Fury, because I probably think Tyson Fury would beat AJ, but I just think, due to principle, he should take our fight with a 60-40 split. He took a 60-40 split to Deontay Wilder, which only had one belt. So why wouldn't he take a 60-40 split to Anthony Joshua, which is a bigger name on Wilder, which carries 4 world heavyweight championships? Just that's what pissed me off.
It's not a bad argument.
We need to make these fights, but not me personally. Like,
no, we do. Like, well, I agree. Yeah, we do on this podcast.
We've already taken down a professor. We'll have to get him on. Like, let's take this on.
If this podcast ever gets out amongst my work colleagues, I'll be going in the big green bin.
That's That's all right, boy. Don't worry about it. I think we might miss out on this fight, to be honest. Barry, Eddie Hearn and Frank Warren hate each other. Like, yeah. I feel like this could be the Pacquiao Mayweather of our time. Where the fight
but they have started happen. Doing. They have started doing a bit of business, though. And they're looking at Anthony Yard fighting Joshua Boatti. So that would be a cross brand fucking fight as well. I think that's what we need in Britain at the moment. Because they both got, like, really good stables at the moment.
Yeah, Frank Warren's putting on some really good cards now.
Yeah, and I'd probably say, if you look at the talent, that Frank Warren is taking over again.
He is, he's definitely having a resurgence. Like, I think the thing is, with like that Anthony Yard fight, is that that's like pushing your I fucking don't even know the rules of chess, but it's not your top piece, like, do you know what I mean? I was going to say Bishop, then, but I've no idea if that's right.
Bishop is king, the fucking king, isn't it?
Well, that's the point. Nobody wants to put the queen's the most important, isn't it?
I don't really know. You are?
The queen is the most important, isn't it?
Queen's never more important than the king. Fucking hell. And you fucking challenge my IQ.
Either way, Eddie Hearn doesn't really want to risk that golden goose. Like, if he loses AJ and he gets knocked out by Wilder or Fury fucking stinks him out for 12 rounds. that's his, you know, it's not his old stable gone, but he's in trouble then, isn't he? His stock drops big time, like, and he hasn't got many others to support that.
Well, I know, he's also in America now, isn't he? Taking over one of his boys, Danny Jacobs, just been confirmed to fight Canelo Alvarez.
Yeah.
On the zone, yeah. That'll be a good fight.
That will be a good fight. Danny Jacobs, like, is the one that, if correct me if I'm wrong, nearly beat Triple G, or some people think he did.
Yeah, he did in my eyes. He beat him, outboxed him, used his jab. He did get knocked down. But it was a boxing match, not a fight.
Yeah. He's an older guy as well, I think, Danny Jacobs, yeah, isn't he?
And with Danny Jacobs, have a look about him. Have a look about his history. That man beat cancer. He is just one fucking tough motherfucker. He come back from cancer to win the world heavyweight title. Oh, not heavyweight. The world middleweight title. So,
fucking, that was an ambiguous comeback.
Yeah, to come back from cancer and then win that world title. That's the biggest achievement he's going to do in his life, isn't he? But, he's a really talented boxer. Just a never-see-die attitude. And I think...
Is he still alive?
Yeah, he's still alive. He's one of the only people who can beat Canelo Alvarez. So... That's going to be a good fight, though.
Point out, never say day is not a goal either.
No, nope. Definitely. It's in the negative.
Yeah.
We should invite this man on the podcast.
Yeah.
Oh, but... Yep, correct. I should.
Yep. No negativity. Thanks.
But he can't come on the podcast because he's now in the big green bin.
Yeah.
It's difficult to get signal in the big green bin, like.
It is definitely.
As Gecko Charles is finding out.
That's probably what's taking him so long. He's probably arguing like fuck with the professor.
I have already invited him to the second part, and I've just seen his message. It says, "Fuck, sorry lads, I cut myself off. Some cunt in work came over." I'm going to add my ass to that message.
Is big boxing tonight as well? Well, I say big boxing. Broner and Pacquiao tonight.
Oh, is it really?
Yeah.
Can Pacquiao still fight? Can Pacquiao still fight?
He can definitely still fight.
Yeah, but he is a shell of the legend.
The Pac-Man. Yeah. He's not a Pac-Man anymore. Like, he's a Pac. No, he's a Pac-Bump.
He's just man, you know.
Yeah.
You can't even call him the Pac.
Yeah, that's sad.
But he's still got enough in his tank to beat Broner tonight.
Yeah. There's money to be made on Broner, though, you know.
And the best thing about tonight is that it's on ITV4.
And no, the best thing about tonight is UFC on.
Yeah.
Yeah, but for the fight fans out there, which haven't got much money and which will miss out on all the big sporting events, we need to bring boxing back too. Like, again, me, I'm taking over fucking boxing now. We need to bring boxing back.
Well, you got a lot to do by.
Oh, yeah. But we need to bring boxing. Like, my early memories growing up was watching boxing on BBC. Yeah, and watching all the Harrison, David A. And then ITV, you'd have like Joe Calzaghe.
Huh? Audrey Harrison, he was never a boxer. I seen him fight.
Audrey Harrison?
Yeah, he was never a boxer.
He owes me fucking 15 quid.
I know. What a shit show. I'm not, like, he's going straight in the fucking big green bin.
Yeah.
Even if we have to order another fucking bin big enough to fucking contain him. He's going in there. That last fight, I've seen him fucking fight. What a fucking bum. I think, fucking hell.
Who was that against?
I don't know.
David A. I paid for that pay-per-view.
Yeah.
And it was fucking shit. He quit.
I would rather be raped than watch him fight again.
His last fight was actually against Deontay Wilder, wasn't it? Was that his last?
Yeah, you might be right. He got knocked out in the first round.
Yeah,
like first round. I'll say this. Audley Addison is the Bob Sapp of fucking boxing.
Yeah.
I know Bob Sapp is, but he's not. Giant. But also, later on in his career, he would take fights and like almost immediately tap out as soon as somebody throw a punch.
But one thing we can't take away from Audley Addison is an Olympic gold medal.
Or if I snatch it off his neck.
Yeah, that's correct.
You can take it away from him, boss.
You can't take that away from him.
You could steal it.
He was the pride of Britain.
Aye, and what the fuck is he going to do about it?
Fucking hell, he won the Olympic gold medals and the Pride of Britain awards by us.
Oh, on a serious note, if I snatched Audley Allison's Olympic gold medal, what the fuck could he do about it?
I'll be honest, I feel like he might have enough in the tank to take it back.
Yeah.
Could be wrong.
But he'd have to catch me first, so he ain't going to catch me running. Plus, once they've worn him out, he's mine on the ground. I will have a grappling match with Audley Allison fucking any time he wants. So Audley Allison, ring him. I will come fucking visit you in your gym and I will choke you the fuck out. You probably don't even go to gym. You go to Greg's, Audley. I will meet you outside fucking Greg's in my training gear and fucking choke you out.
And it doesn't have to be a Greg's, you know, in Wales. It could be in your own backyard.
Yeah. If you've got your own personal Greg's, I'll meet you there.
Yeah. Challenge has been laid out, like.
Big challenge of the new year.
We're all behind Dubai. You may be 6'6" and 17 stone and an Olympic gold medalist, but, you know, you are an orange belt in fucking Shot O'Connor.
Thanks to Dubai.
Sorry, boy.
Yeah. Aye, and if I beat him in a grappling match, I get his Olympic gold medal.
Of course you do. That's my terms,
and I'm going to have Walshy negotiating for me, so it's 100% a 60-40 split.
Yeah.
I ain't doing no fucking 50-50 with him.
No, definitely.
No.
If he wants, has he got his own podcast?
More than likely.
Yeah.
Let's find out if he's got his own podcast, because if he haven't, then I've got it. A podcast. Well, we've got a podcast, and I'll have his Olympic gold medal. The only thing left to take off him is a Pride of Britain award, which I'll get by fucking murdering Prince Philip.
Yeah. You could get that. I like it. The plan has been set out.
It's a pretty fucking. Oh my god! I've said some pretty dark stuff.
You have, like.
I'm reflecting back to my psychopathy 83% now.
Don't be reflecting. Yeah. Like the professor said, it's not helpful.
Yeah,
don't
but
thinking back,
I'm thinking I'm going to do opposite of what that professor said. Yeah. In the end, I was a bit bored of the training and I was wondering if it's possible to shit in somebody else's ass. That's what I said to my colleague in work and he was like, oh man, you can't say that. I was like, well, it is possible. And he's like, no, how the hell would you do that? I said, the runs.
Yeah,
like a funnel or something.
Yeah.
Fuck, I'm gonna have to try and cut this bit out.
To bring it back though about snatching people's gold medals, Dillashaw did say that as a hoot at the press conference.
What?
That put your fucking gold medal on the line. I don't know, you know. There wasn't a lot of thought behind it, but I liked his intent, like, you know.
Oh, extra shit, yeah. Fuck, I'm going to fight you anyway.
I want your gold medal, like. I think if he takes a Hudo down, he should get his gold medal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He will take him down. I remember Walshy fucking bumming him and me and you were loving Cody Garbrandt, but Dillashaw, he's really changed my mind about him. He is 100%. He might be the best pound-for-pound fighter in the UFC.
Mm, I That's a big shot.
She's listening to me back then. Same as John Jones. Give her a year. You two are going to love John Jones.
No, no way. No, never again. But
I can appreciate his talent, but I will never love
him. He's I wouldn't want to fucking grapple him outside Greg's.
No, definitely not.
But I don't mean I got to like him. No. Do you mean?
No.
But to be honest, I think the best fighter in the UFC at the moment has got to be Tyrone Woodley. Like.
Yeah. I would probably agree, actually.
Yeah. Yeah. I got to go for Max, like.
Max Oliver, yeah. Tony Ferguson will beat him.
I don't know. I watched the fight today. BT have got this top 10 fights of 2018.
Yeah.
And just watching him against Ortega, like, he's just, you know.
Oh, he was good.
Slick. That was such a good performance.
Yeah, and, but was it a good performance from Ortega?
I think it was a good performance. Yeah. He just met his match.
Right.
He's unbeaten for 5 years, like.
No, I think it's a bit dull. I think, you know, if he watched that again, Ortega, and I'm a big fan of T-City, he showed out T-City, I think he'll be gutted he didn't try and take him down more.
He tried lots of times, boy. He just couldn't. He did get him down a couple of times.
I don't think he did.
I did. I watched it today. I definitely watched it today.
Did you?
You know, he's not going to not want to take him down. He's not stupid enough to think he's good on his feet. But he's not stupid enough to think that he's better than Max. You know, when he started getting lit up, he tried his very best to get him down, but just couldn't.
Yeah. I think El Kakoui. I like Max, but El Kakoui beats him.
It's a big shout. It's a very big shout.
It'll be a very good fight.
It will.
Yeah, very good fight.
I wouldn't mind seeing that. Like, I think I would want to see Khabib more. I don't know about you two.
Yeah, I'd like to see Khabib Tony.
Yeah, I think I want to see that more than Khabib Max.
Yeah, me too. I wouldn't mind.
I just want to see Khabib lose.
I wouldn't be mad at Tony and Max.
No,
or
that'd be a good consolation.
Or Woodley fighting any one of those.
Yeah, Khabib Woodley. That'd be a good fight.
Woodley has said recently, didn't he? He said he wants to fight. Well, he is fighting Usman. He said he wants to fight Colby. Marty from Nebraska. And he wants to fight the middleweight by the end of the year.
Did he say that?
Yeah.
Well, there's loads of bums up in middleweight, so take your pick.
Yeah.
Loads of beasts up there too, boy. Shakari,
fucking hell. He's been around fucking longer than my fucking pubes.
Fucking telling you, boy. Shakari's a beast.
But he ain't that good, is he?
The highest ranking jiu-jitsu competitor in the whole of the UFC, like the most decorated.
Does that mean he's the best, though?
Well, Weidman dominated the middleweight champion, you know, division for years.
Weidman, I'm fucking sick to death of you talking about Weidman and fucking, what's his name, from fucking DC's gym. What's his name?
Ooh. Rocco.
Yeah, fucking stop talking about, they're going in the big green bin.
Yeah,
fucking talking about Weidman. Did you see his last fight?
Against?
But I can't remember who it was, but he was a fucking, he was a fucking bum.
So you put that out of just Weidman being shit.
I did, yeah.
Yeah, it's not true.
So is Jacare
on his feet now?
Right, we're gonna have a vote on this because you put forward the proposition that Jacare is the best at jiu-jitsu in the UFC. So we're gonna have a vote between three of us. I'm gonna propose an alternative. Ryan Hall.
What a loaded proposal. The moment you said Ryan Hall, Walshy got a wreck. Like, you know he's going to say
it. Yeah, but he did. So, just, what's your vote?
Oh, Ryan Hall.
Nah, mine's Jack. Mine's Jack, right?
You fuck off. And Damian Maia got me in the mix as well.
Nah. He's in the mix.
But he couldn't take...
I don't know what you'd use to measure it, but in terms of, like, you know...
A grapple. I'd like...
Yeah, well, it would only go one way. Like, what's Maia, a welterweight?
That would be a wonderful way to fucking measure it, yeah.
Yeah, it would. But if we go by titles one, like Jacare, I didn't even know it could... Well, it would go to red belt in jiu-jitsu if you're, like, super old and have done it for 50 years.
Jacare got Pride of Britain award as well.
Yeah, he's got one of those. Fuck, if Maia's got one of those, he has one, like...
Yeah, correct.
But yeah, he's a six-stand black belt, like, won the fucking ADC...
Can't be.
Times.
A six-stand black belt in jiu-jitsu?
Yeah. That's what he said on the program today, like.
I don't care what he said. What about BJ Penn, was he?
Not a six-stand black belt.
What is he?
Black belt.
Right, you don't know.
Black belt, like.
You haven't researched the facts of it. So, while we're on it, can we check Robin Black in the big green bin?
Yeah, yes. Yes, let's put him in
the green bin. He's fucking definitely gone in the green bin.
I still, as much as I'm sure of how I feel about him, I'm not sure about why exactly. But I know he just fucking makes my flesh creep.
I fucking hate his guts, that's why.
Why though?
Because his voice is fucking weird. I don't, apparently he's quite good. He's quite good at jujitsu, doesn't he? Isn't he? So, yeah, yeah. So,
oh, imagine getting choked out by Robin Black. Like,
oh, after if you ever get choked out by somebody in the green bin, you've got to fucking do some kind of Yakuza fucking suicide thing. Yeah. You've got to cut your finger off.
If I ever get choked out by Robin Black, make sure he holds it for another fucking 20 seconds so I die. I don't ever want to wake up and know that he's
fuck, guy. Job done, deal. Yeah. So, this podcast has been a bit all over the shop. I think, does anybody need to go? Slim, Gecko Charles is trying to get back on.
Yeah.
I'm
going to go.
Gecko Charles.
Stop then.
How was your time in the big green bin?
Oh, fucking hell, I had to go in. Someone come over, I had to cut off abruptly.
Yeah, but because of that, we threw you in the big green bin.
Oh, no, I'm out, boy.
With the professor.
Yeah. I'm glad I cut off when I did, talking about that professor. Fucking what a fucking numpty.
Well, we've got a good new feature for the show now. It's called the big green bin, and anyone who's a fucking numpty goes in it.
Good, he's in it then, is he?
You've also missed who I've offered to fight this year. on a 60-40 basis, but we won't tell you. You'll have to listen to the podcast.
All right.
But we just put that out there. Are the rest of the boys still there?
Yep. Yeah. Yep.
So is there anything we'd like to finish? Goals for next week?
Yeah.
We should have welcomed you back to say, oh, thank you very much.
Say no what? Come back to say ta-da.
We were very polite.
What goals we have in next week?
Start us off, Gecko Charles. What are yours?
Keep up the jiu-jitsu. Kettlebells is a definite one.
Yes.
Yeah, start back that. I'm only going to have one goal and that's kettlebells, I think.
Good. You picked two, but that's good, though.
No, boy. Oh. Keeping on isn't a goal.
Yeah, correct. Maintaining.
Yeah.
All right, Benjamin?
No, that ends in an ING, boy.
Yeah, it does. Fuck that shit. Am I ever going to live this down? I didn't even say it. No,
a friend said it.
Such nonsense,
but... A friend.
A friend said it.
Oh, all right, Ben.
5 times to the gym this week, and I'll also do Pen of Van.
5 times? Fuck yeah.
Well, that's good.
Daniel David Walsh, whose name definitely isn't Daniel David Walsh.
So my one this week is, I am going to walk up and down Pen of Van 3 times.
What, tomorrow?
Oh,
why not?
No, not tomorrow.
Why not?
What is? I'm walking up with the family tomorrow.
Are you?
No. Well, I was going to, but we couldn't get a babysitter. So I am going to go up on my own. I might do it tomorrow, actually. Saying that. Fucking family not coming.
There's a lot of ambiguity going on there, boy.
I'll get done tomorrow.
Oh, as an aside. Yep, sorry. Carry on.
No, I'm done, like I said.
And I was just gonna say how much I like that Pritchard thing for next Sunday, so I'm definitely going to do it. I think that's a good idea.
Aye, but looking at the poster, I don't think it's open for everyone. I think it was just advertising him doing it.
No, I did say on air.
If we want to go and fucking do it at the same time, who's going to say?
No, boy, it says mountain for the thing.
He's rented it.
Yeah.
No, it says join me for an hour or all 12.
Ah.
Yeah. But I do think if we should do it, we should raise a bit of money.
You should.
We should raise a bit of money out of it.
You were going to.
Well, I would do it for 12 hours, but I'd like to. We're not getting something out of
it. If you do it for 12 hours, I'll put you in a green bin. Fucking 14 hours at least.
What's that for? Fucking... How would you get in the green bin? I don't understand this.
You're going in a big
theories about calories and fucking goal setting.
Justin.
Yeah.
if you're
and 60-40 split.
Yeah. if you pull a shift, you go in the green bin. It's as simple as that. So doing 12 hours, I think we might have to put Pritchard. Is Pritchard going in the green bin or not? It's a vote. It's got to be unanimous.
No, it's for charity. You can't put him in a big green bin for that.
Right. No. I think that's a good effort. If he does 12 hours up and down Penavon.
Well, he could go up and down once. Just take his time.
Why are you so negative, boy?
6 hours up, 6 hours down.
Why are you so negative, Muff boy?
I'm just sniffing in the air and seeing if there's a whiff of no credit. you know, there's a whiff.
You can't smell no credit when no credit hasn't happened yet, boy.
Okay. I love this complicated theory. So, all right then. Well, we'll give Pritchard credit where credit is due.
What's that? Walsh, he's gone, boy.
My goals for this week, Daniel David Walsh, he's done his goals. He couldn't handle Pritchard that maybe I'm not with for no credit.
Aye, Walsh, he's gone.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, he's back in the... He's gone in the green bin.
Oh.
He's had to dig a few things out there. Namely Tyson Fury. Boys, I do think that this has been good to have a chat as well again. I've got to be honest. We do need to do it more regular. And this one has been a bit all over the shop. So I will try and edit it. I said some pretty dark shit when you went on the podcast, Gecko Charles.
Can't wait to hear it.
Oh, no, I think I'll probably edit it out.
No, don't you dare, boy. Fucking no editing. Put it in.
If there's any editing, you're going in the big green bin.
Yeah, fucking hell.
Have you also, I've listened back to the episode one, and I'm like, why did I just have a ramble on my own there? I don't really like that. But now
how did you get your daughter's age wrong for a start, boy?
What daughter's age?
You said Chloe's 18.
Yeah, but she's going to be 18.
Shut up, boy. That's like saying I'm 50 because I'm going to be 50 at some point.
Well, I know it is, don't I? Put it this way. Of all my kids, I love Chloe dearly, but she would be the one whose age I would not forget. 100%. 60% of the time, I'm 100% of the time right. So we'll try and get... try and get more of a structure going again. And look out for this podcast.
Muff, don't edit it, boy. I want to hear it all.
I want. Well, fucking. We'll keep it all.
Fake news, otherwise.
Fake news. You are fake news. We'll do it. Well, do you want to hear all this?
Of course I do.
Fucking hell.
I want to hear your truth, boy. I want to hear the truth.
Yeah, but this has been a bit of a rambling episode,
so it doesn't matter.
Tell me your truth.
Yeah, but if anybody does, I've seen somebody else's podcast.
Seen it?
No, they're podcast. Well, you can see podcasts, actually.
No, boy.
But the professor told me. but their podcast actually liked our podcast today.
Did it?
Yeah, it came up as a notification. So-and-so podcast likes Skating on Thick Ice. And I was like,
right on.
Wait till tonight. They're going to love this one.
Yeah.
For all the wrong reasons.
Oh, fuck.
That's full circle, innit? Started on the wrong foot, and they love it for all the wrong reasons.
And ending
off.
We started on the wrong foot, ending on the wrong foot. We've introduced the big green bin. I've challenged a well-known celebrity to a fight.
Yeah.
And
a professor has fucking debunked a lot of theories.
We've debunked a lot of our IQ, our combined IQ of 50 debunked the professor.
100%.
I want to know what he's a professor in.
He's a professor in fucking Bukkake. I have to edit out the bit when I give his fucking web address and all that.
No, you don't. Of course you don't.
What is that? What, is it private, is it?
But it's not, it's not private.
Here we are then.
I don't think he'll be able to handle all emails off the thousands of listeners we have.
I think he needs to see it, though. He can't bury his head in the sand.
You can't see podcasts. We've decided that.
Yeah, he needs to be called out, doesn't it?
Well, should we send him a message from Skating on Thick Ice podcast? We'll write to him.
Yeah. We've discussed your ideas today on the podcast. We've come to our own conclusions. And
placed you in the big green bin.
Yeah.
Thank you for your time.
Yeah.
Enjoy the darkness.
Yeah.
We
I like that. And I like that.
In future, if he wants to make a goal, don't even think about picturing yourself outside of the big green bin.
Yeah.
That's got to be your goal first and foremost, is getting out of the big green bin.
Yeah, but that's not to be in the big green bin, therefore that isn't a goal.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
By his own standard.
His goal is not to be in the big green bin.
And that's not a goal at all.
So he's in there forever.
Fucking suck on that. Professor.
I reckon we should end every podcast with suck on that, Professor.
Yeah.
We need to develop this a bit more. We got some nice themes. Starting on the wrong foot. Goals of the week. Big green bin. Suck on that, Professor. We'll have a no credit credit section where we discuss topical news.
Do you know the suck on that, Professor bit?
Yeah.
That should be where we have a theme.
You are? Will we have a theory in the bunker?
Yeah.
All right, then.
What do you think?
Yeah, as long as we don't go too deep on it.
No, fucking hell.
Because I'm deep.
Why do you want to go deep, boy?
Because I'm deep in the streets.
You want to go deep on it to get to the bottom, boy. Just by, you know, in nature, like. It's got to be done.
Well, suck on this, Professor. Let's just, rather than a theory, because that sounds like a long discussion, let's have a fact.
Well, it can be anything. It can be a fact, a statement. Well, it can't be a fact.
Because... Google it. That's fucking, all you have to do is Google a fact.
Yeah. that's right.
Fucking if debunked.
If it's a fact, it's a fact. Like,
yeah. Well, suck on that, Professor. Debunked straight off. If it's a theory, it's open to interpretation.
Well, exactly. Technically, everything's a theory.
Oh, is that right?
Suck on that, Professor.
We'll fucking debunk that before you fucking... Yeah, before you have a chance to say suck on that, Professor.
Well, everything is a theory, isn't it?
Oh, is it? I don't think it is, boy.
Well... Maybe we'll discuss it on the next podcast.
Yeah.
That's shying away from it,
I'm more than happy to have a quick toilet break now and make sure my children are sleeping and then join back up on this podcast if you want to, if you've got the time.
Suck on that, Professor, will be, is everything a theory, debunked or not debunked?
confrontational about it.
That's the first one.
All right, then we'll do that.
Yeah, good.
Suck on that. We could just record these in sections and like get our little interludes. So you could audially recognize when suck on that, Professor section is coming. Like,
yeah, that'd be good.
Yeah, it's a good idea.
Yeah, but we will have to hang up the call and then fucking. Oh no, we won't. I could split it all up when I'm doing the editing. But anyway.
We decided.
So, are we going to leave it?
If you two are going to crack on and get deep into that theory, I'm going to have to leave you to it because this will have to be the end for me this evening.
Right. It's the end of you. It's officially the end of you.
Bedtime.
It's Ben, what are you doing on a Saturday night at 10 o'clock that fucking you have to cut the podcast short for?
Oh, it's not cutting it short, by it just, you know.
We can't cut it long.
Yeah, I can't debunk. Continue, like,
I can't say on Professor.
Oh, fucking hell. I'm looking forward to this segment.
Yeah. Well, we are going to do it now, are we?
No, we'll do it another time if you want. Honest, fucking, you can't just go up against me on your own, boy, to fucking debunk it. It'll be fucking debunked in fucking split seconds.
There'd be no point doing it.
No.
What about this? What about if we have Dr. Do Nothing on the podcast at some point?
What the fuck is that?
Gazaman.
Oh. Yeah, that'd be good.
Yeah, but don't tell him it actually is a podcast. I'll just send him a link.
Yeah.
Get him on. Yeah, we'll all be on here quiet. And then we'll all individually try and mess with his brain and see if we can fucking enter him into a matrix.
Someone else has come up here now. I'm going to have to fucking get my head done. Ducking right, and diving. Sure. No, it's all right. Still here, boy. Yeah, get the Gazaman in on it.
We'll get the Gazaman on, yeah.
As long as it doesn't fucking spiral into fucking fucking negativity. Yeah, well, not just negativity, fucking abuse.
Yeah, yeah. But I wonder if we could enter him into the Matrix, if we can get him on, yeah. So I'll start speaking to him, and then we'll all be on, yeah, quiet. And then all of a sudden, you continue with the conversation I was having. And he didn't know you're there.
Yeah, that'll be good.
I feel like the fact that it might that it says Gecko Charles connected may give it away.
Yeah.
It says that on your phone as well, does it?
It says on mine, Ben connected, skating on thick ice connected. Well, and then it says...
Big green Ben.
Yeah. Just get him on it, boy.
Yeah, we'll have to. We'll do it for future, but we'll get some more topics.
We'll debunk if gingers do have souls.
I got a good thing for you. If Ginger Boy said, if I have 8 girls' phone numbers in one pocket and 7 girls' phone numbers in the other pocket, what do I have?
Someone else's trousers.
suck on that,
Professor.
We leave it there. Much love.
Oh, don't edit it, boy.
No editing.
Tell me a truth.
I have to edit out this little tiny bit on the end where we just chat and saying goodbye, bye, and all that.
Let's have a rule then.
What rule?
A goodbye rule.
We just say suck on our. We'll
no, we'll have to have a way to end it. Like, do you know, like Echo Chal, Jocko says, what does he say at the end? He says,
the end.
No, he just says, he says something all the time. It's like a fucking, it's like an out exit strategy type of thing.
Yeah, well, we need a phrase. But when one of us says it, we go.
Roger that.
No.
What about no?
Yeah. We'll think of something.
Yeah, to be decided for the next one.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right. Enjoyed that, boys. It was good.
Cheers.
Make sure we do it next week.
Slim nose. I'm out. Slim nose kung fu.
Roger that.
Come on now, Ben Jones. Fucking, let's have none of this bullshit.